WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans.
Eau Claire officials gathered at the newly opened Downtown Transfer Center on Wednesday to celebrate Transit Equity Day. James Kelly has more.
Transit Equity Day is held on February 4th to honor the birthday of Rosa Parks, whose refusal to give up her seat on a bus to a white passenger in 1955 sparked the over-year-long Montgomery bus boycott, a crucial moment in the civil rights movement. Phil Swanhorst is the Eau Claire Transit Commission chairperson and a former Eau Claire bus driver, and shared his thoughts on the history of Transit Equity Day in Eau Claire.
And this is the 10th year since I attended a conference in Washington, D.C. to create February 4th. Why February 4th? We wanted an activist that believed in equity in transportation, and who better than Rosa Parks, and her birthday is February 4th. So 10 years ago, we created that, and by we, it was unions, it was management, it was Ireland, it was South Africa, it was European countries.
In its proclamation declaring February 4th as Transit Equity Day, the Eau Claire City Council highlighted the importance of public transit as an essential service for residents to access things like healthcare and employment, as well as its importance in addressing climate change. Swanhorst also shared his thoughts on what future progress could look like for public transit in Eau Claire.
Continued applicable ADA compliance. Believe it or not, we build our buses, our transfer center. Our accommodations are very ADA compliant. When we drop off at some schools, some healthcare facilities, some older churches, they are not ADA compatible. So the future would be to have our community be ADA.
To honor Transit Equity Day, a local nonprofit, Jonah, covered all bus fares on Wednesday so residents could ride for free. Each bus also had a rose in the front seat to honor Rosa Parks.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Altoona on Tuesday morning to meet with local officials and community leaders on affordability issues in the region. James Kelly takes us there.
The roundtable at the Altoona City Hall covered a wide range of topics, most notably the state of affordable housing and the increased costs for health care and child care. Following the discussion, Governor Evers said he'd like to use part of the state's budget surplus to increase funding for local governments and schools to prevent even more property tax increases.
Can the state play a role? Absolutely. We have, we've got a bit of a surplus, and we're hoping to be able to increase funding for our municipalities and our counties and our schools so that property taxes can go down instead of up, or at least stay the same, and I think people would be in a much better place.
Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge attended the roundtable, reiterating an increasingly common call for more shared revenue from the state. Berge says increasing property taxes is one of the few remaining tools municipalities have to address the needs of their community, like school funding or repairing potholes. Governor Evers again highlighted the state's budget surplus as a way to provide a bit more support for local governments.
It could happen tomorrow if the legislature passed it. We have $16 billion. We don't want to put that out and have us go broke. But the fact of the matter is we can afford looking at $1 or $2 billion worth of shared revenue, school district revenue, things like that.
Like many communities struggling to address funding needs with limited revenue sources, Chippewa Valley residents have seen massive property tax increases over recent years. Much of that increase is the result of school referendum proposals, forcing residents to choose between the property tax hike or potential layoffs and program cancellations by school districts.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The conflict in Iran has Wisconsin connections. Members of the Wisconsin National Guard with troops from Oshkosh and Milwaukee have been deployed to Kuwait and Iraq since May of 2025. The F-35 jet stationed with the Wisconsin Air Guard in Madison have not been activated as of this week. One student was arrested for making threats that prompted a Northeast Wisconsin school to close this week. The Neenah School District was notified Tuesday about social media posts alleging a potential safety threat at Neenah Middle School. To protect student safety, classes at the middle school were held virtually on Wednesday. No other schools in the district were closed. Neenah Police Chief Aaron Olson said the student responsible has been arrested, and the chief is recommending felony charges of making terror threats. No details about the student have been released except that he is a male. According to the latest Marquette Law School poll conducted in mid-February, Wisconsin's registered voters have a negative opinion of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has been enforcing immigration laws. 56% of those polled disapproved and only 44% approved. But poll director Charles Franklin said the divide really shows a split down party lines.
There's been a lot of talk that the events in Minneapolis would change the country's opinions. I think it probably does change independents some, but it's certainly not evaporating support for ICE among Republicans.
Among Republicans, 87% approve of how ICE is doing its job, while 76% of independents and 97% of Democrats disapprove. The latest Marquette poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.3. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. There's a possible new name in the gubernatorial race on the Republican side. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says he's considering a run because Republicans need a new message and, quote, someone who will cheerlead for Wisconsin like Tommy Thompson did, end quote. Bishop has been critical of Congressman Tom Tiffany for rejecting the 2020 election results and says voters are tired of Washington politics. Bishop plans to make a final decision after exploring if he can raise the funds for a statewide campaign. Proposed legislation in the Wisconsin State Senate would restore some legal protections for individuals who provide aid to someone suffering from an overdose. Civic Media's James Kelly has that story.
The bill is currently being considered by the State Senate Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. If passed into law, an individual who calls 911 for someone during an overdose would be immune from prosecution and a revocation of their parole, probation, or extended supervision for drug possession or drug-related materials. Those protections previously existed under Wisconsin Act 33, which was passed into law in 2017. Act 33 also included the expanded protections for individuals who were on parole, probation, or extended supervision, but the expanded protections were temporary and expired in 2020. This bill would restore those protections permanently. Lawmakers say the goal is to encourage people to call for help immediately to save lives without fear of negative consequences. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A senator from Wisconsin says she's opposed to Brad Schimmel continuing as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin when his temporary appointment expires this month. Tammy Baldwin said she's concerned about political partisans filling the justice system. Now, the U.S. Attorney General positions require Senate approval, but President Trump appointed Schimmel to be the interim U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Interim appointments are limited to only 120 days. Baldwin said, quote, "Sometimes it's hard, but getting the right person who will uphold the rule of law, not pledge loyalty to the president, is more important than ever," end quote. A final federal permit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers clears the way for construction to start on Enbridge's Line 5 relocation project. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The new 41-mile segment will move the pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. In a statement, Enbridge says crews will employ more than 700 union workers and expects to spend millions on construction-related projects in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties. The company adds Line 5 supplies crude oil and propane to 10 refineries, serving millions across the Midwest and Great Lakes region. Environmental groups argue the new route would cross roughly 185 waterways and impact more than 100 acres of wetlands. They say those wetlands are critical to wild rice beds, fish habitat, and the broader Lake Superior watershed. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A bill that could open Wisconsin highways to self-driving cars has cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Senate Transportation Committee voted 3-2 to advance the plan. It would create a board to test and regulate the vehicles and to make sure companies are liable for any damage or injuries. Supporters see it as a way to improve safety and mobility. Motorcycle advocates warn it could lead to more crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin skates to the finals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Hockey. The Badgers women's team takes on Ohio State tomorrow at the Anderson Arena in the WCHA finals. Face off 2 p.m. Mark Johnson could become the first ever college hockey head coach with 700 career wins.
You know, in hockey, you know, maybe unlike other sports, is unique because if I have a goaltender that is really good on a particular day, I might have a chance. It's become very much more competitive than it's ever been.
NFL former Packers president Bob Harlan has passed away. In 2020, I asked him for his reaction to the team drafting quarterback Jordan Love the night before. He remembered Favre and Rodgers.
And both decisions turned out to be two of the best decisions in the history of the organization. So well, I think you should sit back and let time go by and see where it is. And what the future holds, you can't make a judgment on draft day.
Bob Harlan was 89. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and showery today. Some heavy rain possible at times, especially later this afternoon. A half inch, maybe up to an inch possible by the time things wind down later tonight. High today, mid to upper 50s tonight. Rain, thunderstorms, low 40s. Tomorrow, some showers early, then clearing with temps in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.